Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Good morning.
Darren, Moore, Sky, shabalala, hello boy.
Hello.
Day 600. Guys, take your mind back to, we collectively lost our ish when we thought, lockdown for 3 weeks, we will never. 600, bro. Day 600 and we rocking this.
Yeah.
We gots this.
Yeah.
Why are you celebrating?
I'm not celebrating. I'm just giving you a heads up. It's day 600. I'm celebrating because look out the window. I don't want to look. I don't want to jinx it.
Look out the window. Nope.
Look at that.
Nope.
It's beyond our fault.
So, Sky, I'm actually very proud of Darren because you know what? After 600 days, there is no reason to sit and moan about it because it is what it is.
It is what it is.
And I think as South Africans, we are so good at showing that we just deal. We deal with Eskom, electricity or no electricity. We deal with lockdown or no lockdown. We deal with beaches open, beaches closed. We deal.
Okay, sometimes we can deal a bit better, not throw things under the rug. But anyway, some things we can actually deal like head on.
I'm talking about the actual civilians, though. I'm not talking about politicians.
Yeah, we talk about us.
No,
us, the people.
About us.
The
people. I'm talking about the us, the people. Us, the people, do some silly things, and us, the other people, need to say, stop it.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's
okay.
Good point.
Just trying to look at the glass half full here.
Actually, can we just go back to what a beautiful day it is?
It is beautiful, a beautiful day.
Thank you.
Troubles.
And look at that.
How was yesterday?
Yeah, so we had our 28-week scan checkup. And I don't know if you can say this.
Just say it anyway.
Or if I'm using the right words.
Oh,
but
yay.
It was probably the most boring one yet.
Okay.
It's like, you know what I mean? Like, usually
it's,
I have something to tell you.
Now.
It's about routine, you
so
know?
So, please, can we save this audio for your baby's 21st? Daddy loves you so much. I'm so boring.
No. It was. Like the only thing that we learned was that baby is now like a proper human because he's over 1 kg.
Okay.
So that's
good weight.
Good weight, you know.
Good heartbeat.
Was he doing something cool with his hands or anything?
This oak, once again, sucking his thumb.
Again.
Were you a thumb sucker?
No.
But I think
Mom
defensive?
Was. No, because yeah,
that was a bit too defensive.
Because
yeah.
I judge
quick
people
in the response.
Suck thumbs, and I'm judging this light here already.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
And not even born yet.
Yeah.
And you're already
replacing
your patriarchal system on your child.
Yeah. So
good luck with that.
There's nothing patriarchal about sucking a thumb. It's just weird. Every time we're there, he's sucking his thumb. But I phoned one of my mates afterwards just to give him an update because he always asked me about it. And the one thing he said was that we're very lucky that every time we go to the doctor, the baby is actually in a position where we can always see him.
Yeah.
And he's always moving and he's always like bubbly.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you literally get sent to go to the vending machine, have a Coke and then come back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's all I have.
So that's nice. Well, listen, the thumb in the mouth thing could be one of two things. You never know. Could go either way.
Mm-hmm.
Could become a smoker or a referee. You don't know. You don't know. But just sort of like positive vibes, positive energy and hope for the, well, look, certainly not a Ghana, Bafana.
Yeah, cheers. I'm thinking ref. I'm like, I'll prefer the other one. But then I'm like, no.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.